Welcome to the Edinburgh City Supporters Club podcast. We hope you enjoy the show.
Well, hello everybody and welcome to the latest edition of the very unofficial Edinburgh City Supporters Club podcast. If you've been listening for the last number of episodes, you'll know that I am your host, the Right Reverend Bobby Love. And tonight I am joined by Citizen Neil and Mr. Rooney. How are we doing?
Yeah, good mate. Good.
Good.
How are you?
I'm not too bad, I'm just waiting on my final mark coming through for uni. Good. I put a decent mark for my dissertation, so fingers crossed it goes well.
Good.
Yeah, I had a good couple of weeks.
Wait a minute, you said your final mark. Does that mean you're getting it up when you're coming to the real world, or just your final mark for...
No, my final mark for this degree, just calm yourself.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, almost fell over. Apologies.
Have you been the last couple of weeks?
I've been good. I've had this coughing bug that's been kicking about, though, which isn't very good. So sleep has been a bit of a premium, sadly. Although I just knocking the hell out of it and drinking loads of alcohol seems to work. So
I'm sure that kills the bugs.
It kills the bugs, but I don't know if that helps with the sleep or not, but we'll see.
I've had a wee bit of the virus and all. It's not been good, non-COVID. But that probably brings us nicely on. As you can see, if you're watching on YouTube, we are a co-host shot this evening. Unfortunately, Mr. Monks has joined the lengthy city absentee list and has lost his voice. So, unfortunately, couldn't come on the pod today. Swings and roundabouts, I suppose. Not good for Ali because he can't speak. A bit of a bonus for the players, coaching team and match officials for Friday because they'll not have to hear him. And probably even better for Mrs. Monks, they'll not have to talk to him. So, on that note, we'll start the pod.
For a positive.
A positive. For once. And what the positive is it's a happy birthday to us. Today is very much exactly 1 year since we recorded the first pod and put it online. Nice bit of symmetry because it was just me and Rooney that time as well. So very much a thank you to everybody who's listened, from the board, management, coaching team, the players who've been listening, who we know we do. Thank you very much. Didn't expect any of you guys to even do that, so that's great. The fact that none of you want to punch us is probably a good thing as well. Thanks to all the fans, everybody else who's listened. It means a lot. We've had it in different international countries. We've had
probably our international followers from Korea and other places.
Indeed, we've had probably more listens than we ever anticipated just for the 3 years gabbing away about Edinburgh City, so thank you very much. As usual, we will start with the men's team. Not too many games since the last time we were there due to Elgin Cup replays and various other bits and bobs. But the first game that we won't speak about will be Cowdenbeath at home. That was a 1-1 draw. I watched that on the very last stream that we'll be doing, unless, of course, we have to have another lockdown. 1-1, I was doing official tweets for the club. I'll try and be as nice as I can about this performance. It was good that we went a goal up. It was even more impressive that we didn't lose, considering that was probably the worst performance I can remember since Gary Jardine's days, or the tail end of Gary Jardine's days. Chris Renton missed a whole host of chances for Cowdenbeath. They had a lot of free headers, free parts at goal. Schwoki for Ballon d'Or had another good game. We just were not at the races whatsoever. It was also a horrific night for conditions. It was pissing down, it was windy, and as we know with Ainslie Park, when it's pissing down and rainy, it's horrific. You were there, Rooney. What's your opinion?
Ali and I got in. My dad never had a virtual ticket, so he had to stand in the queue, talked through. That teaches them for not getting a virtual ticket. That might have been a highlight of the night. As I say, we've done well to go up 1-0. It's a good header from Anlin. But aye, we went and missed. Ali and I just stood and went, how are this lot bottom of the league? Really? How are this lot bottom of the league? How are this lot bottom of the league? And walking away from it going, we've done well to get a point. Just seemed, if I remember right near the end, it just seemed to be like a lot of needless free kicks. Like, and when you've got Thompson there, isn't he bombing down the left wing? Although every time we did, we let him cut on the right, which I was going off my rock a bit. And he just floats him in. Just floats him in all the time. Doesn't matter where he is. God, he could be in his own body box. He would float in. Just die. Not good. Not good at all. Not yeah. A lack of continuity is hurting us.
Aye. Obviously, injuries will play their part. If Ali was here, he'd be absolutely fizzing because he hates using injuries as an excuse. And to be honest, I think with that team that was out there, probably injuries maybe isn't a good an excuse either. For a team that were a bottom of the league and have since lost their manager, I was surprised at generally how good Cowdenbeath were. In fact, it was probably the best looking Cowdenbeath footballing wise I'd seen in a long time. Maybe that's why they're bottom, they're not kicking folk. I just thought it was a poor performance. And it wasn't just the difference with me watching on the stream and you guys in there. Like, we had our group chat and you were saying, this is terrible. You know, so that wasn't a good game at all. So we'll draw a line under that.
Yeah.
We will then move on to Kelty, which was a couple of weeks after, a 3-2 loss. I wasn't there, unfortunately. I was watching the Ramonics with a wonderful, wonderful comeback win against the Glasgow Tigers in the KO Cup. What a night it was. But chilly at Armadale. But coming back for 16 points down in the first leg is great. But you're not here for that. You're here for football. I watched the highlights. I'll let you discuss the Kelty game because you were there. How did you find it?
They got went 3-1 up and took the foot right off the gas. I was thinking, is it the boy, is it Mackay that we've signed? Lamorne Raythovers, yes. Is it?
Yep.
If his first game was Cowdenbeath, he didn't look too bad, to be fair. But I sent a half turn out of position. Lewis Kidd played right back, come back in, which is good to his body. Hopefully back in the fold. And hopefully he can play in the middle of the park with tap into it. Just show it up a bit. After being at Kelty for the first fixture, said that I don't think they're as good as Cove or as Queen's Park, but I still don't. But where they punished us, they had two or three guys that played off a striker that just found space, and our back four were just couldn't get close to them.
Aye.
Or the protection, and there wasn't any protection, to be fair, there wasn't any protection. Even Danny Handlin was trying to get back to do a bit of doing the donkey work, so to speak. And it was like, do you know what I mean? Higginbottom, Joe Cardle, and the boy for Rangers, Barros, or Jonas. Cardle and Higginbottom just started passing the ball between themselves in the first half. Like, one of them got it outside, and it was like, who goes to him? Does somebody go to him? Does nobody go to him? You know, it wasn't that Austin caused them big problems, but they guys just found pockets of space and space and space. And then, to rub insult to wound, they brought Lackey on near the end. Wins the ball on his own half, and then pins a ball 40 yards, inch perfect. And we're like, ah, no bother. Cheers, Blackie. Thanks very much, mate. So,
Cheers, mate. I'm just away for a wee greet. Just away for a wee time.
You can go for a greet and I'll put it myself. But aye, it's 3-2. The goalie made a howler for the second goal.
Oh, it was. It was a bad one.
That was 3-1 going on, whatever they wanted to be brutally honest. Aye. And they just took the foot right off the gas. Again, continuity, back four, another new back four. Young laddie Jarring, come on. And the boy Berry come on. The boy Berry went right through somebody in the middle of the park. And everybody cheered. Hand on heart, everybody cheered because he went and crunched somebody. And it was like, that's what we've been missing.
I think you said in the group chat that we got the biggest cheer of the night.
I got the biggest City cheer of the night. Which is quite sad. But
well,
Uzi scored a good goal. Robbo won the ball well. And they two seem to be dovetailing quite well together and performing a good partnership together. But just a lack of continuity at the back is not helping. Just as well, we've got a decent goal.
Well, there is that. Obviously, you mentioned Jarlin and Berry there. We're probably not going to do a player focus tonight, but I must say I've been impressed with both of them. I was impressed with Johnny last year when we watched the 20s. or 2 years ago. And the young laddie Berry in the 20s and the couple of 40s that he's had watching the highlights and whatnot, he's got that. He's got a wee bit of swagger about him that I think some others lack.
Yes.
Or certainly he's got swagger. For someone that young, or as young as he is, to have a wee bit of kind of arrogance about him, I think. In a good way.
I think with the boy Jarrin, if he's not a left back or he's a centre-half or he's a bit of both, you know, if you know he's only going to get 5 yards away from his centre-half and then cross the ball, he's still going to cross it with his left leg. You know what I mean? He's not going to cut back. He's natural on that side. It just, we've played Ricky out there too long, and you know, you're playing a laddie, he's a young laddie in himself, and you're playing him out there that's just looks really out of his depth. You know what I mean? Maybe we do a right back, I don't know. But it just looks really uncomfortable out there. Jarrin just looks a little bit more comfy, just with the ability seat there.
So that's another one, another defeat, unfortunately. On to the next one, which is a cup tie against Bowness. Neither of us were there. I was sitting at home feeling absolutely dreadful. I had been dreadful for a few days. I think you'd been unwell as well that day.
No. Well, I was unwell on the Sunday.
Aye, you're unwell on the Sunday. We'll keep it at that. you hadn't been well before that, let's be fair. You'd be
I hadn't been well before that, but I did a hospitality call, so I had to do it.
Aye, there we go. So we got through in the cup. I know Ali was there. He was in our group chat saying it wasn't the best performance at times. Though Jad said on the Sunday, because we saw him the day after, we had a good 7 or 8 chances. If we'd managed to bury a few of them, it'd been a different story. The highlight of the day, obviously, if you've watched the highlights, is John Robertson's absolute wonder strike. Getting that goal at Annan just seems to have done bundles for his confidence.
Yeah, definitely. He does. I mean, it's worth an admission for you just to see it. No backlift, grok it. Yeah, hopefully he scores more. His all-round game's good, as Ali says. He's as crits as I'm going to be. He's going to score enough, but it doesn't seem a on-the-shoulder striker. He seems a boy that's going to sit in the pocket behind, which might suit because Zuzi can then go and run over the top. So he's coming on leaps and bounds, which is great to see.
That's good. So that I don't know if we can really go that far and say we've won ourselves an away tie to Ainslie Park.
Yes.
Against Lothian Thistle, Hutchie Vale. What an absolute glamour day that will be. Everybody's absolutely excited for that.
Get together and enjoy our away day in the Scottish Cup.
What a day. I mean, no offence to Lothian Thistle, Hutchie Vale. It's not a day with you guys. Another trip to Ainslie Park is just, it's like purgatory, man.
Can we play soccer?
I mean, honestly, it's just absolutely dire, man. We thought, like, yes, Dunbar, we could get Dunbar a wee away day, maybe a wee bit down the train, wander around the social club and that, a few pints, watch the game, get back up the road. No. Had to get another day, Ainslie Park. That cup draw was taken by most of the fans as you would expect. When is it again? 27th November or something, eh? It's just a Saturday game, let's be fair.
Is that right? Okay.
It's a Saturday game. So cracking cup tie. I'm absolutely riveted. That'll probably be my comeback because I'm away for the next 2 weeks. So
it's all about winning in the cup. So
let's face it. We've said this before. We spoke amongst ourselves, right, and amongst other fans. We are the masters of the shit cup draw.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We never get a glamour game anywhere. Ever. Right? I can't remember a glamour tie. I can't remember a glamour tie. You know what I mean? Even when we go to the fourth round of the cup for the first time a couple of years ago, where do we go? Fucking Hamilton. Right? And we took more fans to their game than they did to Hibs 2 days later, or 3 days later. Oh, anyway. As you can tell, we're excited about this cup draw. Anyway, right. So, on to that. As I say, pretty quick because there's not been too much to talk about, really. I've got in here on my notes, injuries again. The gaffer spoke in his post-match interview. And I think, if I remember right, it was he says he's got a squad of 23, not including the 20s. And we've only got 10 or 11 fit players.
That is scary. We did notice they were advertising for a new physio, so.
Well, aye. And like we spoke before we came on, though, and we kind of heard via different channels. If you think about it, the physio only gets to work with the guys, 4 to 6 hours a week?
Aye.
If you think about it, right? A lot of these guys are part-time, so they've got to go and do work, whether that be manual labour or even just sitting at home, because sitting at home is not really going to heal you either, to be honest. Like, if you were in full-time, like one of the guys has said, if you're full-time, some of these injuries will be cleared up within 10 to 14 days. When you're a part-time player, it takes 4 to 6 weeks.
You've still got air in your corn in between it.
Exactly. So, I know there's injuries a lot. It's sometimes not really an excuse. It's a predisposing factor. That's probably a better way to put it. It's not allowing continuity in the team, certainly. Like I say, it's like, I know some being maybe a bit concerned with Callum Tappan's performances, but you kind of ask him to do the work of 4 guys because he's got nobody else there because nobody else is fit. I mean, I think we've been quite fortunate that our forward players have been okay. Uzi's not had one, really. Shanley's obviously had COVID and all that. Robertson's been okay. It's the defence. Just every time we get a defender out there, it's injury after injury after injury.
Was it Kelty who were it? Or was it Kevin Beath? I'm sure it was one of the games. Maybe Kevin Beath. But it's maybe the game before the last pod that... Is it? They brought Toshney on as a replacement and then he went off injured. I think it was a pod.
Oh, that was a game... Was that still an Albion, was it?
Yeah.
That was the one I was at.
Just like, Jesus!
Aye. And then Danny Jardine comes on and gets subbed as well. So I don't know what they're doing, to be honest. It's just, I've never seen an injury list like it.
Answers on a postcard, or please reply to us on Twitter if you know what's happening. Please.
The thing is, I don't know if it's like how they're training, if it's where they're training.
If you want to whistle blow, please. Our DMs are open.
We will take it in the strictest of confidence. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I mean, we've had a lot of injuries under James as well. Let's be fair.
Aye, but like we discussed though, like, we never had the volume. If we had a boy injured in James's world, it would be like, there's Blackie. Blackie's out for 8 months. No, for. Just now it's like, we've got guys out for 3 and 4 weeks, and there's loads of them. Do you know what I mean? It's not one, it's not, the volume was never there under James. It was always guys getting really, really long injured. Alan Smith.
Is it maybe to do with the fact that recruitment was maybe different? As there was always somebody to come in? So it didn't look like we had a long injury list.
But to be fair as well, though, like, maybe not enough, but the club we've needed another defender. They might have signed a boy on loan for 8 overs. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? They maybe need another couple. If they're going to be a longer term, they'll do it. But, or maybe he's happy to use a couple of under-20s, which is a bit refreshing.
Well, it is. And obviously the guys that are coming have actually played pretty well. But then that probably kind of lasts for the whole season, I wouldn't think. I mean, the thing is, we'll be crying out for a midfielder. We didn't sign one at the deadline. So that just was baffling. But especially because pretty much everybody else is injured.
I'm hanging my hat on Lewis Kidd hopefully going in there.
Well, fingers crossed. Then Kieran Brand can slot into right back. Kidd goes into the middle. That hopefully can free up Tappan, especially if Jardine can come back. Have him with the three of them in, handling, sitting in front, job done. Maybe. But I just don't know. I mean, there doesn't seem to be any date. I mean, we've obviously had a week off this week because Elgin had their cup replay. The last time we had a week off, everybody was like, brilliant, maybe get some of these guys back and end up being more injuries. So, fingers crossed everybody's fit for the weekend. Or we've at least got 3 or 4 back from a rather lengthy injury list, obviously. I think Sexy Rab's out pretty much long term. But on the note of injuries, obviously, he was on the bench on the last week. Smithy is back. Hopefully we can get something out of him because he's just a tremendous player when he's fit.
He's just a bit different for everyone but what he is. He's direct, to be fair. He's like Robertson, eh? He's direct. He's probably got a wee bit more nous about him because he's a wee bit older, but just being that direct, aye, and he's probably still having nightmares after you take that photo of him at the end of the finish.
Who's that boy? which made its way into the programme because Alec asked for it. But no, and the thing with Smithy as well is he always seems to score really important goals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that one at Stirling Albion a few years back, or a couple of years ago, whenever it was, just before the pandemic started, not long ago. How long ago is that now? 2 years now? Be 2 years in December.
Yeah.
And like the roar and everything that went out for the fans, man, just what a day. Just does that in on me. So from that, we can move on to the women's team. Quite a considerable number of games there. First one, a home win against Morton. That was at Bonnyrigg, 6-0. I can't remember a huge amount of that game because my birthday and it was pushed. aye, on you go.
Very good, aye. Thanks very much, aye. I'm sure I spent most of the night making sure you are well-behaved and you didn't noise enough Callum, who was sitting standing in front of us, and Ja, and yeah, I think that was it.
Oh, Driz was there as well.
I mean, I can't control him. That's up to him. He does what he does.
A man too silly.
But yeah, it was nice to be at Bonnyrigg for a game and for a change, although we have been there this year already, but it was nice to make a wee change. Played well. They do play they play well all the time. We're just going to wrap all these games up, unfortunately, but they do. They play really well. Yep. You know, they do all the unselfish stuff. Quite a settled team. They seem to have got better as the newer managers come in. Maybe a wee bit more. They've definitely got continuity in their team because we've seen them play without one or two players, even like the centre-half, the captain, and you know, the two centre-halves not playing together is a difference when the two of them play together. You notice the goalie has to be louder than the men's goalie.
There's no mistake when she shouts, is there?
There's no mistake. Which is fair enough, which is good to me. But no, they played really, really well at Bonnyrigg, 6-0. Nice to watch a team win and take the foot off the gas.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? They played really, really well. It's like they know how to manage a game when they're winning, which is good.
Definitely, definitely. Week after, it was Livy away. We couldn't make that for various reasons.
Which
would have been good to go to. I believe the chairman and owner were there.
Oh, yeah.
Judging by the pictures in the background, which was good to see. I think we went, what was it? C1 down? Massive game. It says a lot for the battling qualities. I think we've said that before. Even though they kind of go down sometimes, they'll still, once they kind of figure out a team, they're usually pretty good.
Definitely.
So, there was a week after, there was a cup tie against Edinburgh Caledonian. A couple of wobbles for 2 weeks. 5-3 defeat. A number of players out, to be fair,
yeah.
For various reasons.
We turned and winched at a tackle.
Oh, that was a serious eh? That was right in front of us.
I'm sure we heard the crunch as well, which is...
Aye. Danielle Forsyth had been a 50-50 and went right in for it.
It
was like, and both of us were like, oh, God.
Jesus,
And then the referee booked her. Nothing. Absolute shocker. And that is... I was going to come on to that. It was like, me and Rooney, we said this on Twitter, me and Rooney are rarely stunned into silence about anything. Right, as you can gather. And I'm telling you now, the way that referee spoke to Kelsey Boyle that day, it was an absolute disgrace.
Yeah, an absolute joke. That is just a man suffering for small man syndrome.
That was embarrassing. That was
disgusting. And was it not the referee the week after as well?
No, we weren't the week after.
We need to find the point for you.
It was just like, she was the captain for the day. She goes up and says, can I come and speak to you? And he pretty much like, no. Just go away. And just kind of waved her away. And then she made a comment about, it was a 50-50 tackle. Why is Danielle getting booked? And he's like, there's no such thing as a 50-50. Just go away. And he just kind of dismissed her.
Yeah.
And then later on...
You put it over very politely. I'm sure he told her AF off, but that's a different story.
Well, you might have heard that. I didn't. But I was like... by that time, I was that stunned in the way he was talking to her and the way he was behaving. I was like, this is an experienced football player here. You know what I mean? Show some... referees complain that they don't get respect. I think sometimes, a lot of the time, they don't. They've got a hard job. But then, on the other side of that, when you watch a referee speak to players the way he did that day, I could understand why players get pissed off at referees. Because was not acceptable. Not acceptable on a football field. It was not acceptable in public. No. It was just not a way to speak to somebody at all.
No, yeah.
And then Beth got sent off later on for...
How you should be speak to a referee.
How you should be speak to a referee.
Yeah.
Which is fair enough.
That was the photographer that told us that before.
And I can understand why, after his performance, why everybody was getting pissed off of him, because we certainly were.
So if we know the girls listen, so if anybody gets really irate, don't worry, because if Bob and I are there, we'll do the shouting for you.
I did that for Shegsy once years ago. East of Scotland game, and the referee had given a goal against City. The ball was moving at a free kick. So I've jumped up, given the whole, boy's moving, eh? Poof, 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 goal. Shegsy's went right after the referee, and I was just jumped up. I was like, shut up, I'll take the booking for you. Referee, you're a disgrace! I just kind of carried on for there. I could just stand there laughing, eh? but no, I will take the bookings. It's fine. It wasn't the best performance, obviously. It knocked out the cup. I don't think there was a couple of snidey comments for the fuck on Twitter.
Yeah,
which is what you get when you have like a...
I know I'd made a comment that was maybe a wee bit less professional as yours, but it wasn't necessarily having a go at the girls who beat them, because they beat them fair and square, to be brutally honest. But
I mean, didn't play well. I mean, that was fair.
It was more of... I mean, that's probably... I mean, the boy that was a referee 2 weeks in the trot, he's a joke. And then this boy was a joke as well. Do you know what I mean? It's...
Aye. I think just a single comment say, oh, you took them too easily and weekend team and all that kind of stuff. But we'd already been told it was like a number of injuries and half the team were standing next to us. You know what I mean? It's like, and like a couple of, there was like people limping and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, well, I did well on what you bite. Anyway.
You did.
I did well, thank you. I'm very impressed myself. Didn't start a Twitter smash. which is unusual, let's be honest. Week after, Ayr at home in the league, a 3-2 loss. That was when Laura got sent off early doors.
You were there.
No, I wasn't.
Were you not?
I can't. No. I still was the feeling well, mind. That was when I was feeling a bit piggy.
What date was it? I wasn't there either. Laura would remember that one. So, Laura, the aim of the game is to handball the ball when you're in your box. Not when you're outside your box.
Aye. That's easy enough said, though.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
What was it she said to us when we spoke to her about it? It was just a reaction, isn't it? You're a goalkeeper. What are you going to do? You go down and save the ball.
Oh, yeah.
To which I asked, how far outside your box were you? It's about 10 yards.
Oh, dear.
Be a bit different. It was at the edge of your box and you're like, it doesn't matter. These things happen, eh? We've all seen everybody's goalkeepers will have done it at some point, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Just as it is, it's just for any goalkeeper, just an instant reaction. The ball goes, you just go down and save it, don't you?
Yeah.
But it was a tight game. The reports were that we were actually probably looking to sneak a point, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So that moved us on to the week after against Uchi Vale at Sockton. 3-1 win on a really, really heavy pitch. It rained.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much constantly, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah,
but I thought both teams had played pretty well. Considering
it was a mud bath, you can understand why more teams unfortunately play in that plastic stuff. But that was a proper mud bath. But yeah, I thought both teams tried to play the game how it should be played. None of this, just talk it. Willock, right back, played very well. I think
she got our player of the match and she got the Cubs player of the match, which was the first time that they'd married up.
Yeah, played really, really well again. Another grind out, another result, which is good.
Aye, both goalkeepers played well. There was that strange incident with the penalty. We got a penalty and Nicole hit off the bar. I thought the goalie's either got a touch on the way out or on the way back, which meant Nicole could have picked it up again.
Yeah.
He scored from it and then it got disallowed because apparently it didn't touch anything.
There was no social media there to record the game because apparently due to weather.
Risk assessment, it was called. A risk assessment.
That was it. So we cannot confirm the die. But I thought it was the same as you. In fact, I actually thought it just comes straight off the bat. I didn't think it was a... But I'm not one to argue, so...
Absolute liar. Right. So
on, they won 3-1, so it doesn't really matter.
What's 3-1? Doesn't matter. Back to winning ways, that's the main thing. So Sunday I watched the game on the stream. I was still feeling a bit ropey, to be honest. I've done for weeks. kind of get rid of whatever's on me. Against the Edinburgh Caledonian, 7-1 win. Stream was very good. I thought we played very well. It's probably our best performance for a long time that we've saw. Back to our best, dominating in the midfield, pinging passes about, driving play, lots of goals, attacking play. Didn't really give Edinburgh Cali a sniff, but for that goal, which was actually a very well worked goal for their aspect. So I had a hat trick for Beth. There was two for Louise Picken, one for Nicole, and who scored the other one? Rachel Cunningham got the other one. But yeah, just a really, really good performance. Just passing the ball around was excellent. Hannah Markley's passing in particular in the middle. Just spraying the ball about. Beth was driving down the left as she normally does. It was just a very good performance, it must be said. Everybody looked delighted, which is good. It put us back top of the league, which is probably the main thing. Two games to go before the winter shutdown. Aye.
Good. Good. I've seen some of the goals. I'm not going to lie. I was at a charity fundraiser for Marie Curie at the weekend.
So, hobnobbing. Hobnobbing.
Well, it wasn't quite hobnobbing. I've done well. We only spent £150. So, I've done well, trust me. So, yeah. No, that's good. Another good. It puts the demons to the, after getting beat off them in the cup, the bed.
Aye.
Quickly.
Very much so. Very much so.
The digital programme was there.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. And, yeah, the digital programme was there.
Chairman Jim had done some words for it as well, which is good. And the girls, or the ladies, sorry, the girls, the ladies team, will go back to Meadowbank as well, which will be good, as well as the men and as well as the under-20s.
Yes, it was good. Good to see that's definitely going to be happening, because Broxbourne's a pain in the ass to get to be quite frank.
It's not bad for watching the game, though.
You for know, watching the game, I'll give it that. Aye, it's good for watching the game, but actually getting there is a pain.
Just getting there, just through town, just that.
So hopefully going back to Meadowbank, they'll get some more support down, which I think they deserve, really. They play wonderful football. Got everything I like in a team. I think everything that you like in a team as well. Attacking play, good passing. Go through players when you need it. Yeah. Unselfish on in, work hard. They seem a very together team as well, which always is a bonus.
It'll be easier for Mr. Monk to take Junior Monk to the game.
Yes.
Please watch your P's and Q's if Junior Monk is over there. She might be at that age where she starts to pick up these words.
I'm saying
no. No, there's a couple of boys in the supporters club that I've got kids and young girls, so we'd encourage them to get into football as well, which would be good.
Absolutely. So hopefully that's not too soon. As we said, the digital programme is now live. You'll find that on the website. It's pretty good. Some decent comments, some decent words. There's also sponsorship opportunities at the back if anybody's interested. Zuni's like, ooh. Don't know, I've got to say what we're going to say or not.
You're in charge, so you may as well say it now.
We're in negotiations about sponsorships ourselves. The Supporters Club Committee anyway. We'll keep it at that. Hopefully we can announce something soon. We're quite excited if it comes off, hopefully. But pretty much everybody I think is available sponsored just now. It just kind of got released this weekend. Well worth having a look. Well worth taking some time on a Sunday to go and watch them as well. No game this week. There is a game next week against Stenhouse Muir, which I think might be at Local View. I'll not be there because I'm away in sunny Norfolk. I'll be watching Ipswich the day before. Glutton for punishment, eh? Edinburgh City playing poor. Go and watch Ipswich playing poor. Oh, well, what am I like, eh? But yeah, again, it's Stenny, and the week after, I think, is Gart Cairn, which I'll be back for. I think that's Broxbourne again. So, fingers crossed. You get people to support them before the last game until January. On that, I don't think the 20s have had a cup. One of the games got postponed. They won at the cup at the weekend. We've not seen them since we last went to see them, but they're still kind of doing all right, considering they've had a lot of call-ups to the main team. They've still got quite a young and experienced team, so they're still doing all right. I think they're just above mid-table.
Mm-hmm.
And through in the cup as well, so can't really complain about that. So, as we've mentioned before, they play on Friday, Citizens Do try and get to see them on the Fridays that we're not playing.
It is free, folks.
It is free. You will have to watch at the Spartans Academy pitch through a fence. Don't go on the other side of the fence to get chased out by some Spartans person. you mean it's on, you pretty much got to stand on the grass bank in the watch the 20s. Where it says you're not actually meant to stand, but everybody does anyway.
It's a better view than sitting in the stand.
It is actually a better view, to be fair. You probably see more of the game. And if you're feeling, if you're lucky, you might get some local interludes for the local hooligans. Yeah. So, on that, Mr. Monk's Moans, obviously, because he's new here. Tell you we're going to have a quick pod of the day, guys. But anyway, we might not be so quick after this, I'll tell you now.
Might not be after this, but anyway.
Right. Rooney's Rants and Bobby's Bonus. You want to go first? Because I've got things I need to say.
I don't know if I've got much to moan about or rant about, to be honest. I think a bit of continuity at the back four would be great. I'd like certain people never to play for the club again. but that's needs must at the moment. You know, you're talking about guys getting injured. I mean, the amount of times I burst my knee playing football, and I've only done ligament damage, and it took me like 10 months to start running again. And even then, I was still running with pain at times playing football. So I feel for these guys that are getting injured and then, you know, having to work and stuff like that. I mean, I was still working in Morrison's part time, but still studying. So, you know, there was no chance of you getting signed off, which I thought was a disgrace because you're right to try and keep yourself fit and healthy and all that sort of capability. But the 10 points aside at the weekend doesn't help these things. But apart from maybe that, you know, it's a bit of continuity. Good to see young guys playing. And we can get Kieran Bryan back playing. Very fortunate that, well, sadly, I was at a funeral on Friday, but I did get to meet Liam Henderson, so I'll get to bend his knee for a wee bit and wish them well. And then obviously they're going to beat them for a month, so I'll put it down to me saying good luck to him.
Give him that encouragement he needed.
That encouragement he needed, exactly. Aye, so I might just join into your rants when what you get going.
Right. Well, the only reason I was going to ask you one because you and Ali both messaged it in the group chat, and I've got in my notes. So they're getting the blame, but I can. But the only thing is, I can chirp in because I've seen comments on social media and comments right. Speaking to other people.
Well, you might remind me once you say it to me.
All right. I was going to say this is the first part. Fan apathy.
Aye. Look, before you get on your high horse, right?
Okay.
About Friday nights. Mm-hmm. Without looking at it from a cynical point of view, mm-hmm. Friday night, people have gave it a shot. It's a bit. If they think if the team was winning and high flying and rolling like we were under James, I don't think people would maybe bring it up as much. I think at the moment, maybe the Friday nights aren't necessarily the biggest problem. The apathy is like, we're turning up and go, and it's not the comments of the other guys in the supporters club because we were so used to, I'm going to contradict myself, maybe part of it is Friday nights, part of it isn't. The listeners, the viewers can make their own mind up, but like a couple of guys will go, we were so used to meeting up, or not everybody would meet up, but so many of us would go and meet up now and again, or it would be a variety that so many of us would go and meet up and we'd go to the game and, you know, make the day out and whatever. And it's a bit, at the moment, it's a bit like we're just going to the game and just go through the motions, which isn't quite right, because as much as I've went for a long time, you obviously went for a long time as well before we'd have our blossoming friendship, and Ali as well, until we meet all these guys. We all went in separate times and whatever we've met up, but it's a bit, would you encourage people to come on? You know, we were so used to certain other members of the supporters club going all the time and being up for it, and it's a bit like, we'll just go for a pint. Do you know what I mean? Now, is that Friday nights? Maybe part of it. Not all of it. Is it down to the way they're playing? Probably a lot of it. Do you know what I mean? So, that's a bit. Will I stop going? No, I won't stop going. But there's a lot of folk that are older than me and or younger than me, or the same age, and might just go now for that.
Aye, and I think that's kind of where my concerns are, because I'm seeing comments about it on various social media sites or just between people and all that kind of stuff. And fuck them, I might dismiss it all. Social media, they're all Zoomers. Not everybody on Twitter, that's a Zoomer, right? Just let's get that out there now. Not everybody that goes in there, sits there and complains or acts like an asshole or anything like that. There are people who put on their own genuine concerns about what's going on, and they put it fairly well without having to resort to abuse or anything like that.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? There just seems to be a general kind of malaise. You know what I mean? The last couple of seasons, there was always like a buzz about the club. You know, it's a team going places or doing things. This season just seems to be none of that at all. You know, just like you even had other fans for other clubs and all that going, oh, aye, well, they're doing all right, kind of sticking and all that. Barely seeing any of that now. You're having fans for other clubs who maybe, I know this wasn't the purpose of Friday nights, but obviously some people are going to be interested because it is a Friday night, because they'll not be seeing their main team on a Saturday. Looking at it, they're looking at the price that we spoke about before. God, I'm not paying that for Friday night to go to Ainslie Park. I wouldn't even pay that for Meadowbank, especially the way they're playing. They're not doing very well, blah, blah, blah. You know, there just seems to be a lack of identity, I think. Certainly on the men's side, I'll say. A lack of identity just for what's going on. And I know injuries are playing a part, but you kind of keep harping on about that. You know, it just seems to be a bit more negativity about the club that I've not really experienced, I don't think, ever, supporting the club.
Yeah,
if I'm being brutally honest. Yeah. You know what I mean? Even the days when we were sitting kind of mid to lower table in the East of Scotland, there was never this kind of negativity about the team.
No.
Ainslie Park's obviously playing a part. I know there's people who are saying they're not going to go back at all until we're away from Ainslie Park, whenever that's going to be, which will bring me on to my next point. I'll come on to Fridays in a second. Camera's away there, Rooney.
He's
had enough. He's not going to games. He's done enough of the pod. That's enough. But there we are. Meadowbank is delayed again. We only really found out through the programme. I found out by going and asking somebody on site when it was going to be ready. And I was told, what was that, 4 weeks ago now, Rooney? 4 weeks ago, was it? That we had another 5 weeks to go. It seems to have been delayed again because I've had to dig up the front, something to do with utilities. I just don't know if we're going to be back in before the end of the year. Hopefully I'm not talking to myself and Rooney somewhere. hold on.
There we go. I am here.
Oh, he's back. He is back. There we are. Might have to edit that one. Don't know, but aye. So Meadowbank, we've been delayed again. I think what's kind of frustrating here is that we kind of found out sort of through the programme, but not, because Alex not sure either. There's been no communication at all for the club. There's been nothing about it. We're just having to guess, I think.
Well, me and you can guess because we live quite close.
Well, aye. I mean, like,
you closer than me, but you know what I mean.
But the thing is, like the only reason I knew, the only reason I found out there was problems with further problems that being delayed again is because I saw them digging up the front again. So I asked about it. There's been a problem with utilities, right? And then asked, like, obviously I asked the workman, he says 5 weeks, that was about a month ago. They're not going to be ready to hand over to the council next week. No chance. Okay. Absolutely no way. Obviously, it was a bit in the programme. It's been delayed. We don't know when we're going to go back and all this kind of stuff. But there's been nothing for the club about it. You know, there's been a little bit in Jim's column and all that. I don't want bits in programmes because not everybody reads it. Just put out a communication from the chairman saying, right, this is what's going to happen. We've spoke with the council. This is what's happened. This is why there's a delay. It's out of our hands. We're going to be back in here. Right? That's all it needs. Because all the buzz of us going back from Meadowbank, way back when it was announced in, what was it, August? July, August, June, whenever it was.
It was before the end of last season now.
Well, there we go. April, where was it? April, May, whenever it was. Right? All that's disappearing. And obviously, the crowds aren't doing as well as they expected on a Friday, which we'll come on to in a second, because we're hoping for a Meadowbank bounce. But if there's like no buzz about going back because it's been delayed and delayed and delayed, and there's no communication coming out for the club, and nobody knows what's going on, nobody's going to be interested in going. You know, we're going to get a bounce regardless. We know that, right? But you want a bigger bounce to happen, so you need to start doing something about it. And there's been nothing. You know, fans are in the dark fundamentally about what's going on down there, and we're having to kind of piece it together by comments from people or bits in the programme or finding out ourselves, and that's not the way it should be. You know, I just think, I don't know, something's not quite right with it, and I would rather they just told us what was wrong with it. You know, I mean, the stand's ready. We've been there, we've seen it. I mean, you can see it from the outside. I mean, the stand's ready. Everything outside is ready. It's obviously the inside that's causing the issues.
Yeah.
You know, and then the time it goes to the council, they have another 4 weeks minimum to hand that over. I mean, I think Alex said in the programme expecting us to be in for the first game in December. That's not happening. I can't see that happening, unless they've already finished the inside and it's just a suicide part that they're doing. So I'd be shocked if we're back.
Well, it's already been handed over, and that's the council saying we need X, Y, and Z done before we open it.
Well, maybe. Well, maybe. No, that can't, because that doesn't fit into the timescale for the guy that, on site that told me. But that's the problem. We don't know because we're not getting told.
Yeah.
You know, so we're having to guess for like guys on site who might be wrong. I mean, you would expect them to be right. This guy in a suit, you would expect he's kind of high up. You know, suit and a hard hat and a construction site, you expect he knows what he's talking about. Eh? Unless he just fancies a wee... Maybe he's one of these guys that just likes to wear a suit and he's on 95. Anyway, like Rod Harrington used to do the darts because that was his job. He used to turn up like a suit and that waistcoat and a tie.
Fair enough.
Yeah, unfortunately, I brought it there. So, aye. But the problem, obviously, is we've got still concerns about Friday nights. I don't think we can change it. Now, obviously, there was a big crowd for Kelly. It was over 700. As my stats tutor would say, that's probably, at the minute, a statistical anomaly. even though we're on a small sample, we've had no crowds over 400 apart from that. Our crowds against all the rest of the teams are down. Our averages went for about 350, and we're down to about 310, 320,
yeah,
which isn't good. Still in Albion, normally has a boost, didn't get one. Cowdenbeath, normally get a boost, didn't get one. It's clearly not going the way the club wanted it to, I don't think. So I just don't know how they're going to manage that. Because if there's no buzz about the club, there's nothing coming out for the club, I don't know what's going to happen for Friday night's going down to Meadowbank. You know,
you would hope you'd get more because of the area we're in, and you know what I mean, in this, more guys to the local keep saying when they go to Meadowbank, they'll go back along, even if it is a Friday night. So, but I think you're not going to, the casual fan being at Ainslie Park is going to go much fans.
Not even that, they don't even get a big crowd on Saturday.
The casual fans not going to come and watch us when the local teams play. Do you know what I mean? And it just, we'll see what happens.
What I will say is that we had a game on Saturday against Bo'ness, or it was a Saturday game in the Cup, and that was our second highest of the season. So I would probably tend to suggest that the problem is they're playing on Saturdays. Because I brought in more than, it was almost the same as Stirling Albion.
Right, okay.
Obviously, they were close as Kelty and was more than Cowdenbeath and Elgin and the other games that were played on a Friday. So I would suggest, and I know I've been an opponent, I'm not just picking on it because I do have genuine concerns that it's going to harm the club. That's why, you know, especially with all the other things that we've got going on with Meadowbank being delayed and all this kind of stuff, the team not performing like they have done the last few years. You know, there's nothing, there's no excitement, I think that's probably the best way to put it. You know, even like, obviously I've got my season ticket, I've only been to one game this year because of other commitments on Fridays, which has been tough. I would rather be at games. I've watched a couple on streams and all that kind of stuff, but even me, I'm a bit like, this is Friday nights. You know, and I mean, I think it's because obviously night time it's going to be colder as well.
Novelty, I said that at the time. It's novelty. It's really,
well, the thing is, and at the minute it's not really, is it? Let's be honest. As I say, like, take that Kelty game, because like you were there, you said Kelty brought huge amounts through. I believe there was like lots of ground toppers and other people who were interested because of seeing what Kelty were like, because they're the new kids on the block. You know, that's all well and good, but that's not going to happen for every team. You know, you've got your Annans and your Elgins and all these type of teams going. people are going to turn up there on a Friday, then they're not going to turn up at all, really, are they?
Yeah.
I'm just a bit worried with the crowd numbers at this point in time. If you were using that as your sample so far, the signs aren't hugely encouraging, I don't think.
Not
fair?
I think that's fair. Yeah.
Good. Okay then. Anything else you want to add?
No, nothing to add. Thank you.
No, good. Right. Is there anything I need to add? Oh, you just got a cup pod, eh? There we go. I've had my rant. I'm just desperate to get back to Meadowbank, yeah. We all are. I just want to go back, man. It's like we've got this thing to entice us. We've got really excited.
You're being teased.
Aye, that's exactly what it is. It's because we've been teased for so long for going back, because everybody's so desperate to get back. Well, 99%. There's like one or two Zoomers on various internet fora have been told that are like, oh, when do you want to go back to Meadowbank for? But 99% of fans, away fans and all this kind of stuff, are all really like, yeah, I can't wait to go to Meadowbank. There was an Albion Rovers fan, actually. I think Albion Rovers tweeted us on a supporters club account about, are you going to be in the Meadowbank yet? No. Oh, fuck. Kind of idea. You know? So, I mean, that's other supporters are like, when are you going back? When are you going back? Kind of idea. It's just, we just want to go. Just like, doesn't matter. Just get them changing their cars or something. Anything. Just get us back to Meadowbank as quick as we can.
I know.
And that's the thing, like, that's the thing with, like, the cup draw. You know what I mean? Because Meadowbank's been teased for so long, because we should have been back already. Like, last week should have been our, I think it was the game against Kelty, was it? Should have been our last game at Ainslie Park. We should have been back in this weekend at Meadowbank. It's not happened. We never got told why. You know, it's been teased.
Back into the cup game. Aye.
Aye. It's been teased and teased and teased and teased and teased. And it's just like, we're just desperate. We're just sick of it, man. I just want to get back. You know, everybody just wants to get back.
No. Nobody really wanted to leave, but we understood why. And yeah.
I think what makes it more difficult is that we never expected to go back.
Yeah.
We were essentially told that it was off the table, completely off the table, right? Everybody had been said, club, council, whole lot, it's not happening, right? So we kind of resigned ourselves to being at Ainslie Park for a bit. So we kind of sucked it up, probably.
The disappointment was slowly crept into us.
But we sucked up the disappointment, right? And then now the fact that we know we're going back and we're still at fucking Ainslie Park, it's like, oh. And then we got a cup draw doing there, and you're like, oh.
I know, it's just a kick in the teeth.
Absolutely brutal.
Shite for watching football.
Oh, there you go. I mean, it says it all when you say that the grass fails to watch the 20 zone gives you a better view of the game.
You can see both ends of the pitch.
I know, I didn't help. You've got a floodlight in the way, a goal.
A floodlight in the way, or people standing, or, you know what I mean? It's sad. Anyway.
Aye. So anyway, right, is there anything we want to try and end on a happier note? Can we end on a happy note?
I don't know if we can. No, I don't know if we can. I really don't.
Oh, Jinx.
If you can't watch a men's team, go watch under 20s. Go watch a woman. Score loads of goals.
Yep, football, please do.
Go watch them. They'll appreciate the support.
Very much so. What I will say is, obviously, there's more to Edinburgh City than just the men's team. You know, there's levels all below. There's the women's team. You know, if you can't go on a Friday, because I know it's not great for people, women's team playing a Sunday, go and watch them if you can. It's just, I think that's probably what we can be encouraged by, is that there's more to the club going forward than just the men. You know, it's becoming, it's maybe slightly contradictory for myself what I said earlier on, but it feels more of a like a bigger community, like a wider club.
Yeah.
You know, if we're meant to be this modern thinking club that everybody seems to think we are, if we're a team that's going places that everybody seems to say we are, then all these kind of strands all come together. And it's good that we've got all these strands and that they're doing well and there's positivity in those areas. So even if one isn't particularly positive, another one is, and so on. So we can maybe end on that. That's a slightly more positive note than we've just spoken about. You know, it's obviously the club's grown in that regard. You know, obviously we'd love to grow support. That was the reason for Fridays. It's probably not quite went the way we wanted it to so far. Meadowbank will hopefully give it that boost. We have got Meadowbank to go back to. It's surely not going to be too much longer now. see if it's when I'm in Belfast in December, I'm going to absolutely throttle
take something. Photos and live stream to you so you can see what it's like.
Aye. It'll be an absolute certainty. Because I was meant to be clubbing in Belfast in October, right? And then it got postponed again. Got postponed to the December. I thought, brilliant, because I couldn't go in October. Brilliant, I'm going to go in December, right? It's an absolute nap. It's an absolute nap because this one has been postponed six times this night, by the way. Six times because of COVID. Finally getting to go, right? 2 years since I've been in a big warehouse with big speakers, getting dance music popped up my ears. And that'll be when we move back. I know it now. I can feel it in my bones. That's what's going to happen.
Good. That's what you get.
Shut it.
Yeah. Wasn't that polite? No. Have you got any housekeeping?
Oh, aye. Housekeeping, right. See now, you've had enough of us blathering. Mr. Monks will return. Don't worry. Don't have to listen to us too. You can listen to the sensible one next month.
Hopefully it's not a long-term injury.
No, hopefully not. Hopefully not. Obviously, we wish Mr. Monks, despite a slightly sarcastic opening, we wish Mr. Monks all the best. There is some pretty nasty... Stop laughing. There is some pretty nasty shit going about just now. I've had it, Rooney's had it, a few others that we know have had it. So in terms of other housekeeping, if you would like to join the Supporters Club, as we always say, it's free to join. The only thing we need is your email. Contact us on Twitter or through DM. At Club Citizens, our DMs are now open. Email clubcitizens@yahoo.com. I'm able to get into the email, so that's okay. Finally. Anything else housekeeping wise? I don't think there is.
Well, smile and wave for Alec.
Smile and wave for Alec. Hi. Hello. Right, that's enough of that. I don't know if there's anything else, is it?
I think that's it.
If there's anything else, apologies. As we say, it is our birthday at the pod. Thanks to everybody that's listened. We've obviously tried to make it visual as well, because I know some people prefer to look at us for some bizarre reason.
Yeah.
Don't know why. But you get to look at us. So we've got our YouTube channel, which is Club Citizens. if you search for us on I think it's the Edinburgh City SC pod, you'll find us. Pretty much all but two episodes are on YouTube now.
Just the first couple that we've never done. So.
Aye. Obviously, you can listen to all our previous episodes through Anchor, Spotify, Apple, and various others. We have one interview there with the club captain. Hopefully, as we always promise, we will get interviews at some point. Just try to pin down people to get them to come on has been slightly difficult, as you can imagine, for when we record and other commitments and all that kind of stuff. So, with that, thanks again. And that'll wrap up tonight's pod. So, it's a good night for Mr. Rooney.
Good night, and as always, stay safe, folks.
And it's a good night for me, the Right Rev. Goodbye.